Well, our parable that Jesus tells us today is pure theology because it tells us something very important about God. Namely, as Jesus says at the end of it, how his heavenly Father will deal with us. And the king who wants to settle accounts with his servants in the story is like God. Because someday we will all be held accountable for what we have done in this life. There will be judgment. And the servant who owes a huge amount to the king is like us. Now, you know, Jesus was a great storyteller. He really grabbed people's attention. He made them laugh. He said things that would make them stop and look. Like, for example, this huge amount is in the original text. Jesus tells us what the amount was. 10,000 talents this servant owed his king. That is a deliberately fantastic amount. It would have made everybody gasp in horror or laugh in amusement. Because 10,000 talents in our money, hold on to your seat, is $60 million. Yeah, that's what this servant in this story Jesus tells owes the king. And the number is 10,000, 10,000 talents. Now, if the servant is like us, who will have to give an accounting to the Lord for what we have done, you know, this number 10,000, we can look at it as the Ten Commandments multiplied many times over, not just the Ten Commandments, but all the commandments that Jesus gives us in the Gospels, not the least of which is his new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. All those commandments which we so heedlessly and frequently break, like the servant, there is no way that we could ever repay the offenses to God's holiness by our frequent breaking of his commandments. And this servant realizes the immensity of his debt only, by the way, after the king threatens to sell him and his family and his possessions. And then he pleads to the king, give me time and I will pay it back. And, you know, this is the first lesson that Jesus gives us in the parable about how his heavenly Father will deal with us. With divine compassion, aroused only at the sight of the servant's contrition, God says, you don't have to pay me back. I'll forgive the entire thing. I'll forgive this overwhelming mountain of your sins. It's forgiven. It's done. Now, you know, one of the problems I think we have in 2017 is that we're so casual about sin. 50 years ago, it was something else. A lot of people were overwhelmed by guilt. You know, you've heard about Catholic guilt, which, by the way, has nothing to do with Catholicism. It's really Irish guilt, but that's another story. So 50 years ago, perhaps the problem was a lot of people were overwhelmed by guilt, and they really didn't believe that God loved them, that God was a God of mercy and compassion. But today, I think we're at the other extreme. We feel guilty about hardly, we don't feel guilty about hardly anything. And we take God's mercy and compassion for granted, almost as if it's something he owes us. We just completely take it for granted. And so, we don't even feel the necessity to ask God's forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation. Why? Because we're so good and we're so righteous. It's only those other people that aren't. And so that's our problem. And when we don't even recognize our sins, and when we don't even come to the Lord to ask forgiveness, we deprive ourselves of a real encounter and experience with a God of compassion and mercy. Without a sense of contrition and sin, we don't need God's mercy, and therefore we don't get it. And so, this servant, though, throws himself at the king's feet and pleads for more time to pay back his debt, and he receives more than he even asked for, complete forgiveness. And then the servant goes out and encounters another servant who owes him a much smaller amount. Again, in the original text, Jesus tells us what that amount is, 100 denarii. That translates into our money as less than 200 bucks. So here's this servant who was just forgiven a $60 million debt, and he will not forgive his fellow servant who owes him less than 200 bucks. And so this is to illustrate for us that, you know, one sin committed against God is major. Because God is God. One sin committed against God is like that $60 million debt. But the offenses that other people do to us, are, no matter how many they are paltry in comparison. Less than 200 bucks. Why? Because we're all mortals. We're all equals. But God is God. So an offense against God is major compared to anything that could be done to us by somebody else. And so, when we get, somebody else offends us, and what do? Just like this servant, we throw him into the prison of our indignation and resentment and lack of forgiveness, or worse, vengeance, so that he cannot even get out of it, out of that prison. All because our precious self-righteous ego has been bruised. Now note the king's reaction to the servant's lack of forgiveness. Jesus says that he is angry. And yet Jesus does not say the king was angry about that $60 million debt. But he is angry at this. And what does the king say to the servant? He calls him wicked. He didn't call him wicked because of the mountain of his sins, no matter how grave they were or how many. But here, he calls him wicked. And so St. John Chrysostom, one of the four great fathers of the Eastern Church, concludes this from that. He says, "For nothing, nothing whatsoever does God so hate and turn away from as cherishing remembrances of past offenses and fostering our anger against another." You know, when we refuse to forgive somebody, there's only one reason for it. It is that we have an overinflated self-righteous ego coupled with a lack of contrition for all the sins and offenses that we have made to God. Do you know, if that servant had remembered the debt that he had owed to the king, and he had remembered the compassion shown him, he could never have treated that other servant that way. So instead of remembering the offenses other people have done to us, we should be remembering our offenses against God. But here's the good news. It was in our first reading. And if you didn't hear it, listen to it now. This is pretty awesome. This is great good news. Sirach says, "Forgive your neighbor's injustice, that then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven." What a great deal that is. No matter how many sins we've committed, if we forgive somebody else's sins against us, our whole debt is canceled. And you know, this is true because Jesus reaffirmed it in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, if you forgive others their transgressions, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. That's awesome. But then Jesus says the rest. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. So what is salvation worth to us?